have, you didn't have, or don't recall much?
I have heard of it, but I've never
tasted it,
never seen it, or have eaten it either. Okay. So.
And all of the things that you have in the garden, you refer to as
it's your vegetables.
And the place where you grow them is the
garden.
And what about a typical southern food that's often served with sausage and eggs?
Grits.
And what about that one that we think about as being more a Yankee thing, the whole kernel of the corn, not ground up into grits, but the whole kernel of the corn, that the shell is removed somehow and it's served like a vegetable? Hominy?
Yeah.
Do you all have hominy?
Yes. I mean, I can remember my mother and dad and them making hominy. I think it's, they let it set in lye water, I believe, is the way they got the husk off of it.
Okay. And what about the starchy vegetable inside of a grain from Louisiana and so forth that we use in desserts too? Staple food of the Chinese and the Japanese.
Rice.
And what are the ways of describing illegal whiskey?
Bootlegger. Is that what you're looking
for? And the product that he sells?
Is moonshine. As he said the other day, rot gut.
Okay. I wonder if that's what Berlin is a safer one. Rot gut means it's kind of dangerous.
Right.
Okay. Any other, you don't remember any of the terms or something?
I was thinking he said there were three. What was it he said the other one was? White lightning.
They
speak of it a lot of times.
Okay. And when something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say just?
Just smell.
And you crush cane and boil the juice and make?
Syrup. Cane syrup.
Okay. And what about molasses? What's the difference? Cane syrup is not really molasses. That's not the same thing?
I don't think it is. I can't quite tell you what the difference is.
But you all had, did you all raise cane?
Yes.
You have your own,
yes.
You made cane syrup?
When I was a child, we sure did.
Okay.
And I don't know, I think maybe some recipes call for molasses when they're speaking of cane syrup.
Okay.
So maybe it is the same, I don't know.
And if you're saying, talking about molasses, some that you have on the table and it's very thick, how would you say that? This molasses?
I just say the molasses is too thick, or it is very thick this time.
Uh-huh. And what about that syrup that's made from maple trees?
Maple syrup, wouldn't
you
it be?
Don't make that?
No, we don't. Mm-hmm.
And if something is not imitation, you say it's?
It's pure.
Okay. Or another word, maybe about leather. It's not plastic, it's?
It's genuine.
Okay. And if generally sugar is now sold in small packages, before that it was put, it was sold, in large quantities. How did they say
in
that?
In sacks. We used to buy 25-pound sacks of sugar.
Okay.
And I don't know, years back they might have bought sugar in barrels.
And when it's not sold packaged, you say it's loose or
mm-hmm.
in?
I would say in the bulk or either loose.
Okay, bulk or loose.